This portion of the show is brought to you by Timberline Firearms and Training. The Jeff Horvitz Show starts now.
This is the Jeff Horvitz Show. Be part of the program by calling 877-971-3971.
All right, welcome everyone. Thanks for listening. Jeff Horvitz here. Happy to be here with you today, starting off a week, a hot week, and we'll get into that. It's hot. It's Arizona.
I keep seeing the national headlines.
It's like, this is a big surprise. It's like you live in the Gulf Coast or something and a hurricane comes. It's like, there's a hurricane. It's the end of, yes, it is hot. Bruce Sidlinger's here with me. Angela's here as well. Bruce wore his cool shirt.
I walked in here expecting sympathy about how hot I was, and Jeff just mocks me.
He just says,
you live in Arizona.
You're blinding us. It's so bright.
It's the Whataburger shirt.
Oh, yeah, I like the lights on. Yeah,
I like that one. Well, we've got, I guess we'll start off with a lot of really crazy news items. I want to talk a little bit about the heat, obviously, but the national hype over this heat. So we'll get into that. Some top news picks as well. And your comments are always welcome. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. There was a kind of a sad, I guess, bizarre story there. You got a notification from our homeowners association this morning. It's like, what is that? Regarding the driving range. This is Flagstaff, East Flagstaff, Country Club area.
It says the driving range is closed the subject. And if you read it, it says that someone was driving recklessly on the driving range last night and flipped their vehicle and was sent to the hospital. And
there's one death now.
It turns out it was two people in there.
Yeah.
And I guess they're minors. They're underage. So they're not divulging a lot of, you know, info on that. And so really tragic.
Yeah. Teens and cars. And I don't want to speculate, but, you know, driving range in the evening and a vehicle flips over. So, yeah, thoughts out there for folks. How about this one? The people throwing stuff at singers. You noticed this one, right, Bruce.
So the general and all-encompassing category is like the decline and fall of civilization, right?
Yeah, and this one's just stupid that people are doing this.
One of my favorite psychological, social science philosophers is Jordan Peterson, and he's always, when he does a lot of public speaking and people say, why would people throw things at people on stage? And then he says, well, the miracle is why would they never not do that? Because because if you look at how beings evolve to just act on impulse and also to just do whatever is to their immediate advantage. So Jordan Peterson's amazing.
What advantage is throwing a boot at Harry? Who is it, Harry Styles?
Well, that's the impulse part. Yeah. That's the impulse part. I'm excited and I want to. It's like when I'm so excited,
I want to pound you.
When my chihuahuas get excited, they want to bite.
Yeah, okay.
Like Taylor Swift will go bite a pillow. She sits outside and has to bite something. So I guess that, and you know, you could probably understand this sub-civilization behavior is probably best understood by looking at lower mammals to see. Right, like a dog gets excited, and they'll get too excited.
People are at a concert and they're acting like animals.
They're limited.
Well, what happened here? There's Harry Styles, which I don't even know who that is.
The only person that won't put up with it is Adele. Adele will go off on you.
He's pretty popular.
Was that like a group? There was like a boy group, one of those teeny bopper. Yeah, well, he was in that. Wasn't
Harry Styles is literally the style guy, right? He's the style guy.
That's the name. Who else did that?
If that's his surname, his legal surname, then that's nominative determinism.
Who else was it? Dr. Hurt. Who else did it happen to? I mean, this is multiple singers.
Oh, you want the whole list?
Nah, I don't need the list. It doesn't matter. The fact is, people throwing water bottles.
It's happened several times in the last week, and it's objects now. It's not just water bottles. People are throwing stuff like cell phones.
Look, civilization is a thin veneer.
And it's held together by culture, and I've talked a lot about this. Like, one of the things that worries me so much, the reason that when I did my list of all the things we broke, I said the thing we can never get back, it's not that immigration is a problem. It's that immigration where people are not stakeholders, there's no skin in the game, they're not coming to America to be Americans, they're coming to America.
Yeah, but the guy that threw the shoe or whatever at Harry Styles is probably an American citizen.
That's an American behavior. Yeah. But what I'm saying is that the thing is that...
In fairness, it's happening in Europe, too. Right. There's a conscious
there. The general problem, though, is that culture... You know, I've defined culture as it's just the way we do things around here. Well, the way we do things around here is we don't throw things at... we don't throw things at at artists and concerts that are going to hurt them. And
there's a couple of singers you might.
And we're appreciative of nice things. And one of the things that this is a huge segue off of the concert throwing, but I'm amazed when they do the interviews of people crossing the border that they're arriving already pissed off. That does not augur well.
Yeah, it's probably the heat.
Right.
Heat makes you mad.
But I mean, I hate to resort to the vernacular. There's probably a better way to say it. But I mean, I'm just amazed that you've got people that are coming in and they're mad. And there were some people that were getting shuffled around between the different New York hotels. And they were mad about it. They were mad about having to move from one,
I could see. I mean, if I illegally entered another country and it was like, they put me up in a hotel and all of a sudden they're like, you got to go to another hotel. I'd be like, serious? you're going to carry my luggage for me here?
And also complaining about the food. And this is with a straight face. This is not.
Well, we should provide food where they came from.
Yeah.
To be culturally appropriate, I guess. You come to the country illegally. First of all, if you go down to a lot of places, government facilities, courthouses or whatever, they have to provide you like a translator. Like they have all these different translators. It could be some oddball language that
there are a lot of languages. A
couple thousand people speak. It's like, we got to find a translator for
another thing that doesn't scale well. So one of the things that's so funny, and this is why the left wins, is the left makes the right sound horrible, because here I am saying stuff and they'd say, oh, Bruce is anti-immigrant. And I'd say, no, I'm not at all anti-immigrant. I'm against illegal immigration by people that arrive with a huge sense of entitlement and are already mad and don't come with any agenda to join the club by contributing in any way. That I'm against.
Yeah.
I love the idea of – I love the traditional – American melting pot, Statue of Liberty, all that stuff. But it is shocking to me that you've got people that are coming and taking advantage of social services immediately and being mad about it. That just gets me.
It's not shocking. Yeah. I'm surprised you're shocked anymore. Here's one that you may be shocked at or maybe not. It's an article on CNBC. I'll just read the headline because you can guess the rest of the story here. Tipping is, quote, not a sustainable system, says 25-year-old a 25-year-old pizza delivery driver, quote, my income relies on the goodwill of others. So that's a sign of problems right there. And that would be the Gen, the Gen, which one is that? 25
probably
years old.
The Gen Z, like on Gen the Z? Upper end of Gen Z.
Okay.
Or either,
so
yeah.
Here you have somebody whining that, hey, this is just not fair. It's not right. I'm relying on the goodwill of others. You're not relying on the goodwill of others. You're relying on you hustling, you providing a good service, quick service,
you're
dropping this off.
You're a pizza delivery driver.
Dude, you're a pizza. And I'm not knocking people that you can make good money doing that.
No, but that has always relied on tips.
Yeah.
That job.
The reason tipping is going to become incompatible, and I'm informed by my time in living in China and also spending a lot of time in Eastern Europe back when there was USSR, is that tipping doesn't work when people are against gratitude. So the immigrant that shows up in New York City and says, hey, I'm sick of this free food, I want better free food, or I'm sick of this hotel or I like this hotel, I don't want you to move me. There's the opening proposition is that I'm too proud to be thankful. I'm too proud to have gratitude. I'm just on a hair trigger to be mad. If you've got a server, which that's a tradition where you basically make nice and suck up and act grateful, and then you get money. Well, that tradition doesn't work.
A good server will. And okay, little difference between pizza delivery and waiting on the table or whatever. But it's still the same thing. You're right. You want to suck up to it. You almost become like part of the family. Now, in the old days, like 10 years ago, a lot of times let's see if I get myself in trouble here. The women servers would come up to you and, they kind of lean over. Hey, hon, how you doing? Oh, this is great. Oh, sweetheart, this, that. And right?
It's one dollar like every time they touch me in the shoulder.
Yeah, like a fan, like almost. And then if you have kids.
A document that's circulated among new servers that says, here's how to make money as a server. And one of them is at some point during every meal, touch your, if you're a female server and it's a male client and there's not a wife next to the male client, touch, t- touch the male on the shoulder.
Of course, this is like at Hooters or something.
No, this is anywhere. It's touch the male, even if it's like almost accidental, and use a term of endearment.
Yeah, and you're going to get the chip jar juiced up.
The thing is, if you're a leftist, that's extremely irritating. And what you say is, they say that's not a good system. The system needs to be.
But you even saying that, though, a lot of people say that's sexist, but. The reality is people who have served for a long time, waited on tables and things, they know how to juice it up. They know how to not be this whiny 25-year-old pizza delivery guy who should never deliver anything because obviously he doesn't get what he's there for. He doesn't understand
that.
Well,
he's just figuring this out now, too.
At 25, you're figuring this out?
He's showing up with a chip on his shoulder, which is hurting his tip income more.
What's the average male life expectancy in America? 72? Let's call it 75, which is high.
He's a third of
his way through life, and he's figuring this out. That's that generation at this
recently
point.
Recently, with the increased weight, especially here, I don't know, is this guy where he is?
Don't know.
But the increased wages, the increased inflation, increased prices all over, people maybe aren't tipping as much. And so now he's just coming to this realization.
But. Well, take the pizza delivery guy portion out of this. If you're just a server, some people thought they were going to scale back tipping like in a city like Flagstaff because they're not getting paid minimum wage. Mm-hmm. So, is the server getting the $16.80 or close to it?
They're getting like $14.80.
Okay. It used to be half of minimum wage. Right. So the way it used to be with Flagstaff being at, let's call it 16 for easy math, you would be making $8 an hour and relying on tips. When I was a server, it was $4.25 as minimum wage. I was making $2.13 an hour. That was nothing. I didn't even think about that as part of the income. I didn't care about the $30 check you were going to get every week or whatever. It was, how do I bust my rear end to provide good service, get those drinks filled quick? And that led to me busting my butt, you know, in other realms and other jobs and other professions. Cause I learned how do you cater to people? What do people need? And you hustle. This guy's never going to figure it out.
And that's so odious, right? Like one of the things people ask me when I taught with like high school, and the kids would say, how can I get a helicopter too? And I'd say, well, let me give you all Sidlinger secrets to success. And I said, one of the secrets to success is I never got, even though I was a high hourly rate consultant, I was never too proud of myself to turn down any work.
Yeah.
And there was literally a time when I mowed one of my customers' lawns. They were just too stressed out. And I said, how can I fix this? And they said, well, unless you want to mow my lawn. And I said, I'll go mow your lawn. And the next morning I mowed the lawn. You know, it's like there is, you never say no. Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
you figure out a way to make it happen.
You never say no.
You obviously know what odious means. Do you? I had to look it up, Bruce. Oh. So extremely unpleasant or repulsive. It's our word of the day.
Is that what you're doing?
I'm not quite sure what odious is.
The idea that you need to show gratitude to get your money, they would say, no, the way we need to get money is that the government goes and gets the money and gives it to us.
Yeah, I mean, redistribute it.
Right. It's all, ultimately, it's like Mao said, everything is at the barrel of a gun. Everything is accomplished at gunpoint, right? Because Mao said, power flows from the barrel of a gun. And it's funny because part of that thin veneer of civilization is we don't really want to say that taxes are collected at gunpoint and all these other things are done at gunpoint. But ultimately, that's it, right? Ultimately, that's what government works.
Well, if there weren't extreme consequences to you not paying your taxes, people wouldn't pay their taxes or not throw shoes at people. Or we're going to get to some. Bruce has an experience with a friend who went to San Francisco that did not have a good experience because there's no consequences to theft anymore. We'll get to all that. Maybe, though, the women will solve the problem because we always hear that more women need to be in power, and more women are in power than ever before. If you look at Congress, if you look at heads of state around the world, there's a lot of leaders that are women.
Is this leading up to Angela announcing her candidacy?
Are you running for?
Are you throwing your hat in for president?
I'm not divulging anything quite yet.
Maybe U.S. Senate, because I keep sending some messages to people who are supposedly running for Senate here in Arizona and having trouble connecting, but I'm sure as we get closer to the election, they'll be pounding the phone trying to get on. But anyway, I digress. That's a scheduling issue. So Robert Downey Jr., he's like Iron Man and the Marvel guy, right? And a bunch of other things. He did an interview and he says, hey, the entire planet should be a matriarchy because men start wars. That's from the Daily Wire. And I would argue that there's just as many wars going on in the world right now, and there's more women in charge than ever before. I think that's a load of crap. I think people get in power, and the power goes to their head, whether they're male, female, or one of the 4 million other genders that people are now proclaiming out there. your thoughts. I mean, I see no difference because these women are in power. We're still at war. We're still doing stupid things. Nothing's really changed.
Yeah, well, there might be more women that are in the upper echelon of power, but are they the ones
pulling
truly
the
in
hitting
charge?
The red button? Yeah,
there is an evolutionary reason to want women in power, which is that since women, until 2 years ago, women and men were different, right? And women
about 6 months ago,
women had evolved to be parents, which meant that they were much more strategic in their thinking. So, for instance, if you're talking about like would a guy start a war at the drop of a hat versus would a woman start a war at the drop of a hat? Well, the woman probably takes an extra millisecond to say, what? I've got kids. I might have more kids. Is this good for my kids? Whereas guys, there probably is a difference.
Get a little
there.
More hot. Okay, although
on the other hand, strategically, there's a point where women can be just as scary, either in a good or a bad way. Margaret Thatcher was scary, I think, in a good way. Hillary Clinton, I think, was also kind of
she's scary.
She was
in a bad
open
way.
To war, right? She was open to conflict.
She scares the heck out of me every time I see a picture of her. Speaking of women, Hobbs, our governor, our first female elected governor or something in Arizona that's native born or something. She had some kind of award she gave herself.
Born and raised.
She announces $1.7 million in funding for STEM programs at Pima Community College. How do you feel about these attempts by government to try to get people the job skills they need, especially in this job market we've got? Still hard for positions to be filled out there. Is it even, should we be blowing through $1.7 million? I'm jading my stance on this. Should we be even using that kind of money when you have all these businesses out there who are dying to get people to work for them, whether it be in the trade, any kind of trades, for example, let's just stick with that. There are so many employers that will train the employees. Why offer the college course when you can just say, why not just have a bulletin board saying, all these jobs are open, this guy's going to train you, you're going to be making minimum wage at first, and you're going to learn how to be a plumber or this or that. Why do we even need these government programs, the taxpayer dollars, we should call it, to do this when there's such job shortages still?
Well, and
also, not job shortages, positions being filled, and vacancies.
And we've talked about my favorite short film, I, Pencil, several times. It's a short film that makes the point about free market capitalism that the government could never build a pencil. No human, probably not even a government, could get a pencil built if it was all just up to them to do every stage. Well, more generally, anytime the government does anything, it's a misallocation. It's a misallocation would be a less than optimal allocation. And anytime the government takes money from Peter and gives it to Paul, that's a misallocation. If employers need young people with STEM skills, employers will arrange for young people to have STEM skills. It's not necessary for the government.
Why is Hobbs, and they always act like these politicians always come out and act like it's their money. Like, oh, I just found $1.7 million in the cushions and I'm going to go sprinkle it on Pima Community College. So that way we can train people how to do X, Y, and Z.
If Pima Community College was lacking in the STEM, you know, they'd probably find a way themselves to increase their own funding to fund a new program like that out of their revenue.
Like the people paying to come take the course.
Right. Or a tax assessment or whatever. You see it all the time that, I mean, I'm not usually in favor of that, but they try it all the time where they say, well, we want, you know, X amount in property taxes to increase our STEM. And then it's at least somewhat of a choice for the people in that region.
I'm just saying there's so many companies out there who probably train people that this isn't even a needed function.
Well, I'm just saying.
This is press release stuff these governors and politicians can put this out there.
I'd take STEM over a roundabout, though.
Yeah, that's true. That's about the cost of a roundabout. Very good point.
Should figure it out themselves.
Or just send. I think everyone deserves a rebate check in Arizona.
If there's demand for it, they should find a way.
Everybody should get a rebate check in Arizona because these guys have collected too much money that they're just sprinkling around. Somebody that. I can't speak for them because I don't know. Maybe they're not hiring, but they have a lot of employees, and this is a field that you could do very well in. Gettles High Desert Mechanical, family company right here in northern and central Arizona. I bet you they're probably always hiring because they got a lot of vans out there and need for qualified technicians or even somebody who's motivated enough to become a qualified technician is extreme.
I bet they were busy last week and this week.
Yeah. Man.
Since it's the hottest day on planet Earth since we started keeping records, you know, what was it last week?
like 40 years ago.
It's hottest ever since 1979, you know, something like that. Since it's hot and it's summer and everybody's flipping out again, it's like when winter hits and it snows or whatever. But anyway, I bet you they are quite busy at Gettles High Desert Mechanical. If you need service on your air conditioner at this point, give them a call. They'll be able to help you out no matter where you're at. Flagstaff, Verde Valley, Sedona area, Prescott area, 928-567-2200. That's Gettles High Desert Mechanical, 928-567-2200. For those of you who refuse to make a phone call anymore and call and talk to another human being, you can Google Gettles, G-O-E. That's a lot of people now.
Yeah.
G-O-E-T-T-L-S. G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Back in just a minute.
This is the Jeff Horovitz Show.
Call Diamond Auto Glass first before making an auto glass claim. Now, here's why. Most insurance companies, they use a nationwide glass shop to answer their calls, and they're going to try to route you to their shop, which may very well delay the time it takes to replace your glass. Now, when you get a rock chip in your windshield, stop on by Diamond Auto Glass as soon as possible. Repairing a chip will stop it from spreading, and it'll save you from a costly windshield replacement. If you've replaced your windshield with Diamond Auto Glass before, as I have, you have a lifetime chip repair warranty and no appointments necessary. Just stop on in. Most chip repairs take 10 to 15 minutes. Remember, always call Diamond Auto Glass first, 928-779-4140. That's 928-779-4140, or go to thedifferenceisclear.com.
Listening to the Jeff Horovitz Show.
I think at some point we're going to talk about the natural tilt in the birth rate as far as there's more males born. Mm-hmm. There's a reason for that.
In every country in the world.
Guys do. And Bruce Sidlinger's with us. He's got this boat jumping challenge. There's always something stupid to get attention. What is this real quick boat jumping challenge, Bruce? At least it's hot out.
At least, it's like the new Tide Pods, right?
That's Tide Pod thing. I just
and we should talk later about how ideas can spread so quickly among people without fully formed brains. Lots of ideas.
Yeah.
In this case, the idea that spreading among people with incompletely formed brains, probably males.
They may be completely formed brains at this point, to be honest
with
you, Bruce.
They're kids. But, you would think that there's a... Yeah.
There's no more.
Well, so what you're supposed to do to impress your friends is jump off the back of a boat at high speed. Four kids have gotten killed already doing this. Four. That's a lot of deaths for a new trend. It's a TikTok thing.
They just sit there with the selfie thing, the stick or whatever,
and jump else, or something. In this case, somebody else has to do it.
It's so bad.
And then they either get sucked under into the prop or they just get banged against the hull. You're not supposed to jump right off the back of the boat.
Or you just smack yourself. Yeah, you're going that fast. People think, whenever you see the movie where they're jumping off the dam and it's like, you know, 500 feet high, it's like, now it's like hitting concrete. You're not going to live.
Four died in Alabama and they died of broken necks.
Yeah
that's what I was thinking. The impact.
Were they male?
It doesn't say, but what?
I bet you most of those are guys. My beer. I'll bet the most dangerous creature on the face of the earth, 16 to, I'd say 28 year old male.
To donuts, they're male.
Yeah, I would bet. Don't jump off the back of a boat, please. That is ridiculous. All right. And especially if, unless someone's chasing you to get your gold, your physical gold or silver, then you may have no choice but to jump off the back of the boat. Although gold and silver is quite heavy. You may have trouble getting to the surface. If you are going to buy some gold and silver, though, to jump off the back of that boat, call the Arizona-based company, a family-owned firm right here in Arizona, Desert Gold Exchange. Justin and his team, they keep their overhead low. They pass those savings on to you. Call Desert Gold Exchange. Mention the Jeff Horovitz Show. You can get a free investor's kit. Plus, please, I'd just like you to mention the show because it gets back to our great sponsors. And I've worked with Desert Gold Exchange for many years now and appreciate their great prices. Put them to the challenge. They'll give you the best price out there for physical gold and silver. Call Desert Gold Exchange at 888-852-4343. That's Desert Gold Exchange at 888-852-4343. And don't jump off the back of a boat. Back in just a minute.
This is the Jeff Horovitz Show. You're listening to The Jeff Orbit Show.
All right, welcome back. The hot out there, of course, but the real estate market is still hot as well. People are out there, 117 degrees. Not that hot up here, but yeah. Flagstaff area. I'm talking about Kelly Broadus, so maybe 92, 93 degrees. But the real estate market's still hot. Kelly Broadus can help you sell your home. She's the best out there. I've talked with her many times, and on this program, we're going to be getting her back on pretty soon. We try to do like a quarterly real estate update and more when the market's like it is now. If I was selling a home in the Flagstaff area, though, I would call Kelly Broadus with the Broadus Properties Group, brokered by eXp. Kelly's got a full team of dedicated professionals that are going to be with you every step of the way from list to close. By the way, if you want to get the valuation of your home right now, go to NorthernArizonaFineHomes.com, NorthernArizonaFineHomes.com, or just Google Kelly Broadus, Broadus, and you can find her online and see a lot of great reviews for Kelly as well. Bruce Sidlinger's here with us.
I feel bad about something I said in the last segment.
Did you get something wrong?
I unfairly maligned young males, and I also pulled you into that.
Was it females doing the jumping?
No. Nope. One incident, I mean, those four were kids, I think, but one of these boat jumping incidents was in February when the victim was a father with his three children, wife and other loved ones in the boat with his death being recorded.
Yeah, the guy.
And there was another adult, a middle-aged male. So they're showing off for the kids. I guess they're trying to be cool for their TikTok friends, saying, I can do TikTok too. Watch, hold my beer.
Middle age, you shouldn't even know what TikTok is or any of these things.
They probably don't. It's their kids saying, kids hey, like, Dad, oh, you should do that.
That's not my kids all the time say, hey, Dad, do this. You should do it. And I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I've done that.
Just say, I'm 25 and my brain is fully formed and I'm now old enough to rent a car, and so I'm not doing that.
You better be careful, because I think there's a demographic cliff that we're at or maybe coming to. And, you know, a lot of people, they don't want to have kids till they're like, not even capable of having kids. You know, people are waiting longer and longer.
I'm ready to go.
Bruce's cell phone. they're waiting. Mm-hmm. And Bruce can wait. Guys can wait. But women can't wait.
No.
I mean, there is a biological clock ticking.
It's not a myth.
I need the phone number of one of these women that can't wait.
This is turned into a dating service here. Anyway, a lot of people don't want to have kids for professional reasons till later or whatever. Mm-hmm. The date's being pushed back. A lot of people, especially on the left, truly think that the end of the world is coming, and if they have a kid, they're contributing to the end of the world, climate issues, this and that. So,
or they're afraid for the future of their child.
Yeah, because 2030, world's ending, 2004. And it might just end away if these people take charge, these lunatics out there, these environuts, these wackadoodles. Anyway, they're putting that off. But then there's also a lot of people that, quite frankly, can't have kids because, you know, they were like born a male and then they, you know, mm-hmm. became a female. So there's a percentage there too, whatever. But then there's just confusion. And there's from the Washington Examiner here, there's a survey that came out. Nearly 40% of Brown University students say they are LGBT, suggesting a social contagion. This is a statistical, well, in medical terms, you'd call it like a cancer cluster.
Something is
wrong here.
Right.
Social contagion. Maybe my example wasn't very good, but there's a social contagion. This is in their heads.
But that's almost
it
the
has
same,
to be in their heads.
That's almost the same as saying 40% of the kids at Brown have elected to be in the currently cool clique.
Maybe that's what it is. I mean, is this a survey that's being done anonymously or?
But what I'm saying is,
This is cool now.
This is cool. This is how you get a lot of extra attention, and
you're going along. It's kind
and
of
it's like, fine, and it's fine unless you start doing the drugs or the surgery, right? I mean, it's probably harmless to just have a flirtation with this in terms of saying today I'm gonna go to school in a dress and see how that feels. But the problem is that there's a train that you get on, right? You get glitter bombs.
It's hard to get off because the train's doing.
You get showered with
60.
Love. Yeah. Well, no, this new group says, welcome to our family, and here's your next step, and here's your next step, and here's your next step, and people get approved.
Next thing you know, you're lopping things off.
Well, the next thing is the progression is puberty blockers and then hormones and then surgery. But I mean, the puberty blockers are with the first injection, things start to get serious, and that happens really soon. And these are the same kids that are very young kids that have the same incompletely formed brains that cause
jump
them
off
to
the back of
jump
a boat.
Off boats yeah. or whatever.
Or do anything that's well. Here's my point though in bringing this up though. Obviously, this is in a lot of people's heads, or it's a fad. I don't know if the
it's also almost exclusively women. That's another point.
Is it really?
Yes. So and there's a long history of, even though it's normally boys that do the physically stupid things like the Tide Pod Challenge, the social contagion is more of a female phenomenon because there's a lot more peer pressure. Angela needs to weigh in on this, but there's a lot of pressure of women to be accepted.
Do women get more pressure than, I mean,
accepted by their peer groups, right? In high school
and
college.
Well, I can't compare it to men because I don't know, but I mean, everyone, faces especially a certain amount of pressure.
But I mean, I think women do, you know, there are lots of, I'm informed by all the movies that I've seen, like the Mean Girls, where there's.
Right. Well, and I think there is evidence to suggest that, you know, especially with social media and girls right. that
you
are.
You want to be
the
in.
Peer pressure yeah. and yes. the I've got to look. I see a lot of these people taking the selfies and this and that, and it's like reality TV all the time. They're there right. like making sure it's perfect, touching up. And I've read studies on this. The girls especially, there's an unrealistic expectation of what they even look like anymore.
The beauty right. aspect and the perfection.
Yeah, so then when you meet somebody in person, it's like, well, you don't look like your
right.
your yeah. what, that's Instagram post
or whatever.
I always
thought it was more along those lines, not necessarily the LGBT click
40%
issue. But that they do have a societal pressure to look nice and make right. sure every picture looks nice, and that affects especially high school.
I guess what I would say is I think that's always been the case.
Uh-huh.
But it's now there's an alternative that you can instantly flip the switch and it always works. If you're not prevailing in that conventional Mean Girls world, mm-hmm. the next day you can say, guess what? I feel I'm feeling gender fluid.
You're accepted.
And that glitter bomb mechanism instantly kicks in where you're showered with love and you're basically transported into this new world of acceptance.
Yeah, but then it's kind of like heroin or something. The downs come quick. You're showered with love, and they're accepting me, but now they're not accepting me, and it's.
So far you stay accepted unless you opt out. Now, if you detrans, then you're in a no man's land.
I think people should opt out. I'm still.
See, I don't understand how if you're not truly that way, like feeling like you're the wrong gender or whatever it is, how could you go on living like that?
Well, how can you say that? Yeah, oh, I am.
But
this,
if you know yourself at all, that you're really not. That it's all a facade.
I think people are really suggestible, though. I mean, it's like
everybody's doing it. Okay, let's go back like 10, 15 years ago, and I'm not picking on tattoos, but there was a huge.
I hate them.
Okay, there was this huge fad that was happening, and it may still be happening to a degree, but everybody, especially women, were getting tattoos, the back tattoos, and you go to the pool and you're like, whoa,
it's been going
whoa.
On longer than that.
I think it's slowed down though. I'm not seeing it as much. And actually, somebody was telling me that the tattoo removal business has boomed. Yeah. And I thought 10 years ago, 15 years ago that was going to happen, but that kind of, these things kind of take off. This is totally different though. Okay. You're getting a tattoo. These people may be making decisions, these 40% of doing something off of a fad and social pressures that really could impact the rest of their lives. In the extreme, it could lead to, like Bruce was saying, the puberty blockers, all the way to lopping body parts off,
right?
Or adding body parts.
If they go
like
further,
that.
If they go further, just be the whole. They're just kind of experimenting, like you guys were saying.
It seems the potential for unbelievable regret seems so real
seems
to
huge.
Me.
Yeah, especially since it's all captured now, it doesn't go away. Like when we were kids, we didn't have YouTube.
No, but what I mean also is if they go into the medical transition. They talk about you do this to prevent a suicide. I'm thinking that there are going to be suicides when people wake up a few years later and say, I want to have kids, or I want to do this or that or the other. What was I thinking? You know, my best friend came out as fluid, and I, and I liked her a lot, and I came out as fluid, and now look at what's
I've heard of those people that, like, they go get the mastectomies and like, instantly regret it. Instantly say, holy crap, what have I done?
Yeah.
And the scary thing is that they're wanting to do it earlier and earlier, even down into elementary school. And I don't know, just recently, there was, like, the parades and stuff during last month. And they were like, we're here, we're queer, we're coming for your children. And
I heard about that, you're
not coming for my children, like, over my dead body. But most people don't have that same feeling.
And Angel's like, hold my beer.
One thing, and this would be another show, but one of the things that is becoming a reality, especially in Canada, is that you might not get to keep your children.
Oh, I know.
If you denied them that.
In Europe,
if your child comes to you and says, Mom, I'd like to get a mastectomy, and please sign this permission slip. And if you don't, then the next thing that might happen is Child Protective Services comes and says, you abused your child by denying this.
There's something going on in California where the parents are petitioning right now to not lose their rights on that.
Yeah, there was an Oregon in Washington was also looking at that you didn't need to know that your kid's doing this or...
Yeah, but there's parents that are going and saying, no, if my child comes to you, you know, that you must...
More reasons not to live in California. Yeah, and I think this will be the second hour of the program, Bruce, the thefts and the craziness going on in the experience. So we'll get to that, but go ahead.
One thing I'm really happy about, because I try to never have to reverse myself, is from the very moment this first came up, I said, I've always been a huge ally and friend to gay, lesbian, bisexual, and adults and libertarian and all that stuff. And I said, I'm completely on board until we get to the kids.
To the kids, yeah.
Right.
Or until we get to you compelling me to say something. Those are the only two exceptions. So everybody's 100% one way or 100% the other way. I'm 100% in favor of not abusing and being nice to gay people and lesbian people and bisexual people. I'm 100% against compelled speech where I need to say that somebody's a different gender, the gender they're declaring. Why is it important that I say that? And I'm absolutely, my whole life is about protecting children. As a public school teacher and whatever, and I'm absolutely against.
This is concerning now with 40%. Where is this going to lead? And I wonder about the demographics of this country. Part of me thinks, and we've hit on this for years, that a lot of more conservative leaning folks, they seem to be having a lot more kids than the people who think the earth is going to end, or they're confused, or they're just starting way late, or whatever. Traditional families, traditional values seem to be, those folks seem to be having more kids. Demographically speaking, is this stuff going to wash out over time? Because quite frankly, they're not having enough replacement of, and typically when you have a family, not always, but a lot of your kids, usually you try to bring them up to have similar values and this and that. Doesn't always work, but generally speaking, they're going to go out into the world. So if you're a conservative and you have 3 kids, 4 kids, 5 kids, and these other folks are not having kids or they're having one, does this self stuff correct over time, or am I being way
in the future? But there could be ramifications for that too. I mean, good or bad, and it's no different than the in China they were having the one child thing for a long time, and so it got skewed really heavily towards boys.
Yeah,
through a variety of methods,
a lot of abortions.
But now it's presenting a big problem because there's a lot of unmarriageable men out there, and then it puts more pressure on the women that are there to maybe marry up because they have a lot of choices, and then the poor ones don't, fare as well as far as in the marriage and having kids, and then with all these unmarried men.
That creates a lot of problems
with inheritances and their family lineage and all that stuff. So, they didn't maybe think about that at the time they were doing this, but it's led to a problem now. So it skewed the natural order of things.
Exactly.
The Chinese Communist Party thought they could build a pencil, and they learned out they can't build a pencil.
Yeah, no, you can't build.
Right.
that's a good point, you can't turn knobs and change things like birth rates.
Yeah. No, you can't, but I wonder where we're heading with all this stuff, especially with the demographics replacement.
Right.
I mean, Europe is in a heck of a problem. China is in a heck of a problem.
In the next hour, I'll bring up the way I a long time ago mentioned this, and I don't think of Republican and Democrat or conservative or liberal, I have a different criteria. So I'll tell you in the next hour.
All right. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Your thoughts. Love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Don't forget, you heard from Zach last week, a CEO over there at Just Wireless, two locations in Flagstaff. One of their locations are right across from the Flagstaff Mall. They're having a great bunch of great specials, discounted items. Go check it out over there if you're looking for a refurbished phone or if you've got an existing smartphone that needs to be repaired. They've got great deals going on in the East Flagstaff Just Wireless location right across from the Flagstaff Mall. So if you've been holding out cases, things like that, accessories, repairs, and like I said, refurbished phones, go to Just Wireless right across from the Flagstaff Mall. They've also got their West Flagstaff location as well. But all the deals right now are happening right there at that East Flag location right across from the Flagstaff Mall. Hang tight. Don't go anywhere. Back in just a minute.
You're listening to The Jeff Horovitz Show.
If you're thinking about buying a home, don't waste your time being misled by teaser interest rates on the internet. The first thing you should do is call Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans. As Arizona's largest privately owned mortgage lender, Nova Home Loans offers local decision making like a bank with better access to more programs like a broker. That saves you time, effort, and money. Kim's going to show you how much cash you really need and what price range you actually qualify for. With Kim's pre-approval letter in hand, sellers know you're serious. It's almost like having cash in hand. For purchase or refinance, call Kim Dawson at 928-310-6458. That's 928-310-6458. And by the way, if you mention the Jeff Horovitz Show, you can get $250 off the lender's fee at closing. Call Kim Dawson at 928-310-6458 or go to novahomeloans.com/Kim Dawson. Kim Dawson, NMLS 697411, Nova Home Loans, NMLS 3087, BK number 090242, Equal Housing Opportunity, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply. I'll look during the break. Welcome back, everyone. And in the second hour, there's a fire down Lake Mary Road. There was like an acre or something last to check.
Yeah, Marshall Lake, you said?
Up by Marshall Lake, yeah. They don't know what caused it yet. Bob Thorpe sent me a picture because he's kind of down that area. It was an acre, and they don't know what it is. But I can tell you, I haven't seen any lightning. And I remember we went out there a couple years ago, and it was like camping everywhere. Yeah, so if I had to guess, it's probably somebody started a fire. Don't start a fire out there.
People, though, like in graduation weekend or something.
Yeah, but here we are. It's summertime. It's 100 and whatever down in Phoenix, hot like it is every year. But, you know, we'll talk about the heat wave next hour and how about to break all kinds of records and stuff because it's been so hot for 10 days. But, you know, over 110, it's like 18 days in a row is the previous record. So the headline, though, is always every time it gets hot, it's the end of the world. Every time it gets cold, it's the end of the world. So we're going to give you some facts and figures on all that, plus a bunch of top news picks, and we'll see if we can pull out a comment or two as well. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Let's see. Oh, and also Bruce's story about San Francisco and Californian crime that comes when you have no law going on. Hang tight. Back in a few.
This is the Jeff Horovitz Show.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Sportsman's Bar and Grill. The Jeff Horovitz Show, another hour starts now.
This is the Jeff Horovitz Show. Be part of the program by calling 877-971-3971.
All right, welcome back. Hour two of the show. Bruce Sidlinger is here with me. Angela is here as well. And yes, it is hot. I want to talk about that a bit. That's every headline that I see nationally, every news place, website I go to.
On the weather app, it's like, extreme heat warning.
We know it's hot. It's Arizona.
It's July.
It's July in Arizona. It actually, I'm surprised that it happened as late as it did. It seems like we're delayed. Wasn't it like 2 or 3 weeks ago, people lost tomatoes and crops and things like that, gardens up in Flagstaff from frost? It was like 2 or 3 weeks ago. Yeah. So let's just get a little perspective
here. You're messing with the narrative, Jeff.
It's just they flip out, and then everybody, what is the assumption? Every time I read one of those headlines, record heat. Oh, 10 days.
How dare you bring up recent frost? How dare you? How dare you?
Record heat. It's 10 days in a row over 110 degrees in the Phoenix, over 110, right? Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, what does that mean? Is that normal? Because it's like record, 10 days. It's not a record because the record, according to the people that keep records, which is I'm skeptical on some of these records, to be honest with you, is 18 days over 110.
It is sad that politics and data gathering and statistics are so politicized now, because I used to just unreservedly believe in PhDs and stuff, and it really has it's really put me off to see that science has become politicized in some examples, because it makes you start to not trust anything, and that's not good.
No, it isn't. I agree.
Part of the reason that people live twice as long as they used to is because science was a legitimate thing, and people did incrementally get to the truth because it wasn't politicized and people were objective. If we lose objectivity in science, then we're just going to regress to the apes.
I agree 100%, but it's just I have to be skeptical because they give me so much data to be skeptical on.
No, I agree.
Maybe not data, but
it's
they
not
give,
your fault. You're they, skeptical they give for me, a good reason.
They give me skeptical outcomes, I guess, or skeptical headlines, skeptical assumptions that they're making.
I've got some good examples of how they're changing how they measure temperatures and stuff, and it's just it's poor science. It's poor experimental design.
Yeah, I think you were talking about that on the show last week. Like some of the measurement areas are in the black, you know, asphalt area, and it's like, well, yeah, it's hotter there.
It's so much hotter in spots of Phoenix. It probably is for longer, especially at night. I spent years talking about this. It's all the concrete. It's all the asphalt. It's all the it's all the stuff that wasn't there back in the day. Retaining the heat.
Roundabouts have a lot of asphalt.
It's all the roundabouts. I mean, you spend $2 million on a roundabout. Here's a headline from ABC 15 out of Phoenix. Arizona is in the midst of a historic heat wave with no end in sight.
They don't know it's historic yet.
They don't
because
know.
It's only been 10 days over
and
110.
There's always
an
end.
And the historic one is 18 days.
18 days. And we're at 10 days.
It's at least going to be over by Christmas. There is an end.
it's this is happening right now, so it's always been happening, but there was frost 3 weeks ago.
I feel that I can talk about this subject because I'm the only one in the room that was born and raised here in Arizona.
Let's get you a special award like we did Hobbs.
Yeah,
here.
I think I Water should bottle. Get an award.
You should. I am a native
third generation
born.
My dad was born here.
Wait, can we say native born?
No, I'm sure there'd be someone has a problem correct. With that.
Yeah, but anyway,
my grandmother, who just turned 93, was born in Phoenix, so I bet you if you ask either my dad or my grandmother, they would tell you it's hot here.
It's been hot.
And we all just need to calm down a little bit. And I grew up in Tucson, so it's different than Flagstaff. Like, our kids are fourth generation Arizonans, but they were born here in Flagstaff. Mm-hmm. So they don't know the extreme heat that Phoenix does. But Tucson's pretty on par with Phoenix. Yeah. And I tell them all the time, we didn't have a pool. We didn't even have AC. We had an evaporative cooler. And I survived, you know, the 110 days, the 115 days. It's summer.
Were you the only ones that didn't have a pool or an AC or an evaporative cooler? ACs weren't too popular back then.
Okay, where there weren't a lot of pools, there weren't as many pools. That started becoming more and more popular to kind of include the pool with the house. But where I grew up, there wasn't any pools like on our cul-de-sac. And man, if you had a friend that had a pool,
I told you about our sketchy pool in New York that wound up getting filled in.
Okay,
was really sketchy.
I had like one or two
were the most
friends
popular
with
house.
The pool.
Yeah.
And we were there in the summertime.
So
a
you
lot.
Learned about how to suck up and make nice because you wanted pool
we
access.
We didn't even know the difference. Like, we were it's out just, in the desert building forts in the summer.
You didn't see headlines every 3 seconds reminding you it's hot. You just knew it was hot. You didn't get alerts on your phone every 8 seconds saying extreme. Look, okay, here's my I'm on Camp Verde right now. Which says it's 100 degrees. I believe that because it was about 101 when we left about 2 hours ago. Excessive heat watch until 8 p.m. Sunday, July 16th. We didn't need to know this because you knew this because it's hot.
There is this thing about the Washington Post that I see it mostly there because I endure the Washington Post every day for our our beloved listeners.
The compost.
it brings you the very worst things that are happening anywhere in the world every day.
Yeah, to like your fingertips.
Every headline
every
is,
second.
Every headline is negative. And it's not good for the psyche. If you read Washington Post, there's nothing good happens.
No.
And even if something seems really good, like they're talking about this wonderful, amazing flavor of ice cream, there's always a next paragraph that says,
cancer.
Of course, this is this is sourced from this country that has a terrible human rights record or whatever it would be. There's never an article.
But it tastes good.
There's never an article from the entire article is, there's this new ice cream, it tastes amazing, get some, enjoy,
what
goodbye.
They should say, though, is the stupid article the phone that you're reading this stupid article on was sourced from all kinds of bad places of people working with slave wages. Okay, back to the weather thing, though. Because it's a heat wave. We get it. It happens every year. It happened later than usual. I'm surprised how long. We should be celebrating how long we've held out for this.
For
now,
sure.
There's this bear fire, I think it's called, over there off Lake Mary, Marshall Lake. I don't know. It was like an acre before. Hopefully, they hit that quick. I'm surprised we haven't had more. I'm glad we haven't. But things we were noticing today at how green it's still.
A mild spring, though, for sure.
We did. We were noticing how green it still is in the high country when we came up from Camp Verde this morning. But I just want people to calm down a little bit. And I also would really like it if my iPhone weather app was consistent. So check this out. I've been looking at this. It was supposed to rain today.
Mm-hmm.
And the app switches from chance of rain today, tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday in Camp Verde. And I bet you if I look at it in an hour, the rain chances
it'll
be will
different.
Be gone. It's, this is not an accurate weather source on the iPhone. But listen, if you're new to Arizona, it's hot here. Okay, it's going to keep being hot for a while.
It's a dry heat.
Remember the old, my family started first coming out in the 80s, we bought the shirt and it's a dry heat and it was just a skeleton. You remember that shirt?
Yeah.
And you take that back. So everybody has this perception. It's hot. And then they send a picture and it's always out in the middle of the desert somewhere with a cactus. That cactus just didn't form. It's been here for a long, long time. This is nothing new. What do you got?
Washington Post has two helpful hints today.
Don't break down your thermostat when it's hot out.
Right.
Do what?
Because they say it's going to hurt the environment if you turn the thermostat down.
Shut up.
And then the other helpful Washington Post article for today's heat wave.
You don't have to run your air conditioner 24 hours a day. Here's what to do.
So they're...
These people are like I don't need your help.
Right. The ideology persists that...
Like, what do they suggest you do rather than turning the AC down? Sit in the bathtub with ice cubes?
Well, when it's 90 degrees still at the coolest time of day, you
have to run
something.
It.
Yeah. I mean, like I was saying, we didn't grow up with AC. We had an evaporative cooler, but we didn't even have it on all day when we were gone. It wasn't even on.
Look, we're fortunate in Camp Verde, for example. I can speak to that because I know the weather down there pretty good at this point. This time of year, we are able to open the windows by about 9 or 10 every night and have them open till 8 or 9 in the morning. So we got about 10 to 12 hours where you can cool down and that air cools it. And then we zip the windows up and then the AC will be cranking on late morning, early afternoon, depends on the day. When the monsoons start, which they will, it's going to rain. And then this all be behind us. Then there'll be a flood. Oh my God, record floods. Oh my God, record lightning. Right. Everything's a big deal every time, every transition we go to. But it's going to rain and then the monsoons kick in. It gets really humid down there. And then you almost need the AC at night because it is just, it sops in along the creek, along the river.
Regarding the record setting thing though. Like, come to me when it's 19 days and 110 or more, and then tell me it's record setting. Fine.
But not
at 10 days.
But don't come to me and act like it's the end of the world. I don't know when the record at 18 days was, or if there's three records at 18, or if it was 17 days. Was some of them back at the turn of the last century? We're talking the 1900s, whatever it is. We only go back to the late 1800s on a lot of these records to begin with. Please don't come to me if it does hit 19. Records are always broken because... Partly, I think, because the duration of how long we've been keeping records for, we just don't have that long of history. But just, I hope the media doesn't come to me saying, see, told you, end of the world. You know, whereas it happened before, we had 18 days of that heat, 17 days. And was it 17 days and then one day where it didn't go and then it was 17 more days? I mean, come on. It's some perspective.
You know, if
we had
the nuclear power that I know and love,
we could air condition Arizona.
Then there's two temperatures that matter, right? Is it comfortable outside? And if not, you're inside with the AC. And if you had abundant, clean energy, it's not a problem. It's an inside temperature or it's an outdoors in plate temperature.
Well, if we had the nuclear power, we could air condition all of Arizona and it'd be lush.
Put a dome over it.
All right. You know how you can actually save from your home overheating besides cranking the AC is a good blinds.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Good blinds, shutters, and shades actually save you a ton because
you've been in a car, the second you put the sun shield up,
you're done.
It's instantly massively cooler in the car.
Yes. Yeah. So I would highly encourage you to call my friends at the Blind Brothers. They'll help you get new blinds, shutters, or shades. Here's a good thing. You're going to work directly with them. They've got 3 decades of combined experience. You're never going to work with subcontractors. I know because we had our blinds replaced in Flagstaff, and they did a great job at a great price, including installation. By the way, if you mention the Jeff Orbit Show, you can get up to half off on installation. Mention the show, and they'll take care of you. Call the Blind Brothers at 928-634-2423. That's the Blind Brothers at 928-634-2423, or go to theblindbrothers.com. Okay, were we talking demographics? I know you got to go in a bit. So we wanted to wrap something. Last hour, we were talking about...
I was going to tell you my theory.
I was talking about how kids, a lot of folks are having less kids now, and how I think demographics tend to favor conservatives and people like that have bigger families and this and that. There's a lot of... we had the Brown University or whatever that was 40% of kids identify as LGBT, which is just a statistical... oddity at this point people.
It doesn't. So is it trendy? How it compares to other universities?
But people don't have kids because it's the end of the world because you're bringing a kid into it, or they think the end of the world is coming. You had some interesting stats though on birth rates. I think.
Well, you and I before the show were talking about that. There's more boys born than girls.
Yes, and I told you why.
Yeah.
It's TikTok challenge.
Yeah.
It's because guys do stupid things.
That's what he's getting back to. Yeah.
The TikTok challenge that Bruce is referring to is jumping off the back of a boat or doing Tide Pods
and boats.
Yeah.
That's why we need more boys.
Although women are doing more and more stupid things too. We have to acknowledge that. But go ahead.
It's cuter when they
guys
trend.
Well, Bruce. So for every 100 girls born, there's around 105 boys born. And this is like worldwide statistics. So I don't know if it varies by country, but in every country, there's more, every single country, there's more boys born than girls. So,
and it makes sense that there would be a difference because the most fundamental universally agreed on truth, that there is such a thing as truth
is
male versus female. That is, look at the plumage on birds, right? Look at everything. It's like if there was going to be any dividing line to separate populations.
But you look at the male duck versus the female duck. There's a difference. Mm-hmm. You can tell. Is that where you're going with that, or am I just?
No, I'm just saying that it makes complete sense. It's funny because even though there's no reason why women shouldn't do any job unless it just involves brute force lifting or whatever, where the bell curves are offset. There's no reason why women can't do anything with their brains that men can do. When it comes to how the species would have evolved, of course it's extremely different between men and women.
Yeah.
But the amazing thing is that it amazes me that we're arguing about what is a man, what is a woman, because this isn't just a human even thing. Like you can tell lions, you can tell...
That's why some of the ducks.
Yeah, the peacock.
You can tell the difference. Yeah. There's, it's clear.
And it's not just plumage, it's not just display, it's also specialization for the role.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it makes perfect sense that since if you go back to like cavemen, as far as we can go back in human history, since the guys are going out and being at risk to bring food home, you're going to lose some of them.
The interesting thing is that throughout the course of their lives, more males die than females.
Because
if you get to like 100 years old, there's like twice as many women at 100 than men or something.
Guys
like that.
Do dumb
so
things.
There's a lot of different, like in the first 5 years, there's more boys die than girls.
Guys, I'm not saying women aren't risk takers. Guys tend to be more risk takers. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, watch this. I'm going to scale up that cliff. Or you need somebody to jump over that berm there and charge enemy forces. Right. But, my hands
the
up.
Occupational you, hazards like yeah, the fishing industry need, or the yeah, roofing
if you,
industry.
If you look at, yeah. I'm not saying that women can't go out and cut down trees and be a logger or whatever, but that's one of the most dangerous trades, or commercial fishermen mm-hmm. or fisherwoman. Generally, I'm not saying exclusively, but generally speaking, it tilts heavily towards guys. These are very dangerous professions.
Well, there's
and
also,
people die.
There's more
guys
like
die.
Genetic problems with boys, like because... There is the whole XY chromosome and the versus XX chromosomes.
Okay.
Because if there's any defect on that one X that a male has or that one Y, if there's any defect in either one of those, it's going to be inherited. And so versus a female could have two X's and only one of them has a defect and might not be inherited.
I got
so,
a whole spare so, X.
Yeah.
Extra
and
X. So,
and not only that, but just like diseases and conditions. The males are just more susceptible than females, and so they wind up having more immune problems and more like know, problems and, with health and everything.
And I need to defend males because Jeff was saying men do stupid things, but an evolutionary biologist that wasn't politicized would say that is a necessary part of being male. The reason that men roughhouse and do all kinds of stupid stuff is because they're preparing themselves.
They're training.
They're preparing themselves to go out and do really dangerous, necessary things like kill the mastodon
I
before
know.
It gets your wife.
Yeah, I know. And they may be coming back. You can start recreating these things, right?
Yes.
Nowadays, cloning and this and that. There may be some girls out there running through the forest or the neighborhood woods with a stick gun, right? Mm-hmm. Of course, nowadays you do that and you may be arrested.
Well, that's how you're actually a boy if you do that.
But I mean, boys, how many boys run through the woods and they're playing war? How many girls are doing that?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's just...
We've seen it in our own kids, and we've talked about this before, that there's just a huge difference between boys and girls, and you can tell when they're in a group situation.
And if you deny the difference between men and women, then we're in a completely post-factual world, because that's the most fundamental fact.
Yeah, I would agree. Right.
The most fundamental fact.
All right, let's carry this over, and I'd love to hear from you folks. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Plus, I want to get into the decay of our cities and to a degree, civilization in itself is at risk here,
yes,
according to Bruce. And I think a lot of people out there will tell you about it here in just a second. Hey, don't wait for a recession to become a reality to make decisions on your portfolio. Why don't you call Glenn Least at WT Wealth Management right now and have him do a complimentary consultation, review your portfolio. You don't want to make emotional decisions later. Not a good strategy when the you know what hits the fan. Glenn and his team, they can help you build a portfolio that fits you like a glove with an investment strategy that targets capturing upside potential while mitigating risk during difficult markets. Call Glenn Least at WT Wealth Management right now, 928-225-2474. That's Glenn Least at WT Wealth Management at 928-225-2474. Hang tight. Back in just a minute.
This is the Jeff Horowitz Show.
Call Diamond Auto Glass first before making an auto glass claim. Now, here's why. Most insurance companies, they use a nationwide glass shop to answer their calls, and they're going to try to route you to their shop, which may very well delay the time it takes to replace your glass. Now, when you get a rock chip in your windshield, stop on by Diamond Auto Glass as soon as possible. Repairing a chip will stop it from spreading, and it'll save you from a costly windshield replacement. If you've replaced your windshield with Diamond Auto Glass before, as I have, you have a lifetime chip repair warranty and no appointments necessary. Just stop on in. Most chip repairs take 10 to 15 minutes. Remember, always call Diamond Auto Glass first, 928-779-4140. That's 928-779-4140, or go to thedifferenceisclear.com.
Listening to the Jeff Horowitz Show.
I bet you this bobcat was a male.
Yeah, maybe. It's probably out there getting food for the family.
So apparently in Gila County, is that where this was? Somebody hit, I don't know, he didn't realize he hit this, I guess. And he heard something under the hood of the car. And so he pulled over and he gets out, he opens up the hood. And there's eyes staring at him. The bobcat.
I would love that. You would love that. But you know, I have this thing where I bang on the hood in case there's a cat before I start an engine.
I've had a tragic story when I was a kid.
And I'm always hoping you get it. Usually you just get a cat, but I'm always hoping for a bobcat.
Yeah. Well, a tragic story when I was a kid, I think the cat, the family cat had kittens, and one of the kittens, you go under the hood cause it's warm, but so they sad. Nice place to rest in the fan area, started the car up and not a good thing. So I think you were onto something there, Bruce, where you kind of pound the hood. Yeah.
See, I don't see how a bobcat could survive a hit and no then idea. Be under the hood.
I don't know. This story sounds sketchy to me, but there's the Arizona Game of Fish.
If
showed
you
up.
Hit it, even if it went under, how could it get up on?
I don't know.
Was it okay or what's the story?
Yeah,
the
Arizona yeah, Game of Fish.
How did it live?
Can I rehab it?
I don't know. They got their Arizona Game of Fish, so it was fine, and they released it. Oh. So
it's, you mean it didn't up and run off when he open the hood?
The whole thing's sketchy. I don't know.
I just read have three a hard time thinking it. That it's going to sit there and just wait I want to for see the a bobcat. Game and Fish you know, to arrive.
I saw a mountain lion, but I have not seen a bobcat.
Yeah.
So you mean ever?
Not in the wild, have you?
Go to Arizona. They have
no, them. And I want to see it walking through the woods. I want to see it out in the forest. Oh. You know,
I've seen lots of mountain lions.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure I've seen a bobcat at Arizona there okay. or some yeah, zoo,
the
somewhere,
zoo
right?
somewhere.
Yeah. You've seen lots of mountain lions?
Yes.
Who sees lots of the mountain
lions? Well, I worked in Alpine, Texas, and then I would spend just weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks at Big Bend National Park, and you saw mountain lions all the time.
Mountain lions there. There's, yeah. People are seeing them more frequently, but I think that's because everybody's got a phone, everybody's got the cameras, and they're finding them on the cameras that everybody has all over the place.
Oh,
now.
Like the game cameras?
Not only that, just your house, your property
the ring,
camera.
The Ring doorbell.
Ring doorbell. Yeah. I mean, you see the, you know, whatever people do when it comes to
you see a lot of moose on those, too. All the rings. And, as soon as Ring expanded into Alaska, we got 20 times more moose to the
all of a sudden, it's like, the moose population's exploded. Yeah. The bear population's exploded because everybody's seeing it all of a sudden. So it's like, oh, this is so weird. I don't understand what's going on
when
here.
In
it's
reality,
just like,
that
oh, it's hot in Arizona.
That bear was on your front door every day before that.
You didn't realize what the this is it called scat the droppings yeah. You're like, what is this? Billy's playing with Play-Doh.
Ew.
Again.
No.
Love to hear from you. Talk with
you. Okay, never.
I'm throwing away all my Play-Doh when I get home. You ruined it for me.
I hate Play-Doh. I hate Play-Doh with a passion. And if you're listening, Grandma, remember we had this discussion with your mom.
Yeah.
After a while, is like, I'm fine with you buying the kids Play-Doh. You just keep it at your house. Because it was always
Silly
a disaster.
Silly Putty is a lot better.
I hate Play-Doh. It should be banned. Hey, if you want to go
out
to... We
had lots of fun with that.
When I was a kid, we had mercury, and we liked it. We had those mercury puzzles.
This is what
I
happened.
The mercury out. I would walk around with hands
full
of mercury.
Yeah, look at this. It's bubbling around. It's like the Terminator 2. Remember that?
Mercury's great.
Yeah, all right. Don't play with mercury or jump off the back of a boat. If you want to go see Arizona, of course, you can head out to Williams. Mm-hmm. Arizona is a great place. Downtown Williams is a great place. When you're on Route 66, head on down a little more and stop by Miss Kitty's Steakhouse. Former mayor of Williams, John Moore, is there, and he's got a great steakhouse. Have a great meal. You've been out there with the head up?
Yeah, I went there, and he came over. You know, he recognizes everybody, and the steak was amazing.
Amazing steak at Miss Kitty's Steakhouse right there in Williams.
And it's on our side of Williams on the left.
Yeah, just go take a nice drive.
Yeah, cool. It can't be a mile past Arizona.
If you start
Arizona.
In Arizona and you go in that back way.
You're dealing with this unprecedented heat wave, and you're down maybe you're listening to the stream in Phoenix right now, and it's 110 for the 10th day.
Miss Kitty's has good AC.
Miss Kitty's has good AC. They barely need it because Williams is so cool. Yeah. There's part of an iceberg still floating down Route 66. Anyway, stop on by. They've got dinner there from 4 to 9, and they've got a great breakfast from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. You're leaving? You're out of here, right?
Yeah, I'm going to tag team with us. Olivia, I think.
Okay, and Bruce has got to...
I'll talk about my demographic breakdown.
We need to talk about
California and
the end of civilization. Hang tight. Back in just a minute.
This is the Jeff Horowitz Show.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Crazy Country Boy Services.
You're listening to the Jeff Horowitz Show.
The hot day, you bring me hot cinnamon bread.
Hey,
I appreciate
you wanted
it
when I was putting it in the oven.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It is really good. It's hot.
I'm glad you don't want it because I'll eat it.
I really.
It's you hot. Haven't had any, so you don't know it's hot.
I can see it's steaming.
Oh,
it's like, never mind. I won't say that from the bears. Anyway, it's cool in here though because we're like underground, so it's maintained.
It's always
cool
in
here. Usually 68 degrees year round.
Most of the time,
like
too cool, but
yeah. We do have a lot of breads that are being made because the garden, real quick, Bruce, is in full swing. We have tons of zucchini. Like, we're talking, like, two people got to carry.
I've seen the amount of zucchini. This farm is amazing.
We've got corn. This morning I was in the corn because I needed to get to the middle. It wasn't getting water there because it's grown so thick. It's some of it's 7 or 8 feet tall, and the tassels are all, everything's pollinating. There's like 10 bees per tassel.
Now, what's silk? Is that when silk
that's,
happens?
So that's the corn is forming, and we see the silk, like 2 to 4 ears of corn are forming per stalk.
Have you earmarked 4 good ears for me? I need 4 good earmarks. No. I want them earmarked.
Well, now. I'm hoping that we've got silk. That's the part that's coming out, the little furry part that you rip off when you do the corn, right? So my assumption is the corn is developing in there, and I haven't seen it yet. So I'm still holding my breath that we're going to get a ton of corn and have thousands and thousands of ears of corn to, I don't know, eat and distribute. Bruce, you'll get some.
Ever since it hit $5, cornbread. Ever since it hit $5 for 4, I quit eating corn.
I will give you at least a dozen if this comes
with
to fruition.
How healthy it is. I'm sure that, and like, as we can see the progress being normal with like when the tassels came and like, I don't know how tall they're getting. So I have high hopes the corn is, we see it forming. So.
Not a lot of critters eating it. Although the javelina were in the rows, chased them in there, and then they kind of like sitting in there. But
I have had javelina, but they haven't been at my house yet this season.
Yeah, they shouldn't be pets because then next thing you know, they're biting you, Bruce.
No, I don't feed them, but I just hang out with them.
Okay, you wanted to finish up on demographics.
Oh, I just
wanted
to say that my prediction for the next realignment of humans, or at least Americans, is people that work in meaningful jobs, and I'm going to define that as a job where somebody would actually care, would actually miss you if you didn't show up, like plumber.
Yeah, not
home
like
builder,
social media influencing.
Not ceramicist, not basket weaver. Not social media influencing, not any major that ends in the word studies. Those people can take a day off and nobody minds, right? But
or take it to the other end here. All those government officials that have the cubicle jobs back in D.C.
Yeah, nobody cares when there's a shutdown.
Every time there's a shutdown, they're like they disappear and the world just goes on just fine, and they take a vacation, come back, get full pay.
Right.
They're just. Don't have them come back.
So I think that if the Democratic Party is so cynical as to open the borders to modify the demographics to improve electability, if they're really that cynical, I think it might backfire because I think that a lot of the people coming in have a tradition of family and work.
Yes.
And people have a tradition of family and work will end up being Republicans.
I think so. Or I would hope so because they come here and they work hard and they think that, they're going to vote Democrat because we let them flood the borders. But then usually the next generation is like, wait a second, we've done well. And now you want to tax me? You want to do this? You want this? I don't want this program. I don't want people flooding in, coming in, things like that. So, all right. Let's see. Oh, one quick news item that I'll hit on more tomorrow. The zone, that's the Phoenix homeless area.
Oh, yeah.
That they were ordered to clear the zone out. The city of Phoenix was in court today. I don't have the outcome of that to prove that they have been disassembling or removing people from the quote-unquote zone. I would say, why is there even a court case? Just take the judge on a quick drive. Are they there or are they not there?
Portland.
I mean, incidentally, Portland. Easy enough.
Yeah, right? How hard is this?
There is a pendulum that's swinging because Portland started a homeless disencampment this morning.
Oh, wow. We'll see if that actually, and Portland's gone. Crazy.
About that court, though, like, what are they doing? Showing evidence? They're less footprints.
They're doing
whatever.
A keynote presentation or a slide, what's that called? The PowerPoint presentation. I'm in an Apple world, so I think keynote. On a side note, this is from the Daily Wire. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals on Wednesday again denied West Coast cities the ability to remove homeless people from the streets unless they can provide enough shelter for all of them. So maybe the one you're talking about up there in Portland is
my friend. Is on hold.
Think about that. They denied cities the ability to remove homeless people from the streets unless they can provide enough shelter for all of them.
Well, this is
again, why is it the government's job or the taxpayer's job to do all of this stuff?
This has been the rule almost always in LA for a long, long time. There has to be services available for something like 85% minimum, or else there's no automatic moratorium on enforcement. You know, I don't want to be mean to people whose lives are a mess. But in most cases, people are offered services and they've said, no, I want to stay on the sidewalk. And at that point, you've got to say, well, wait a minute, there's a greater good. We have to have a society here. And the most, and here's the most important greater good. No matter how leftist and liberal you are, and even if you would say, you know, the homeless people are our highest national priority, it gets bad for everybody, and especially the homeless, when cities run out of money. And the yeah. and the impact of having unregulated homeless people anywhere in the city is that tourists quit coming, and also rich people leave.
Tax revenue so down.
If you take a long-term view, you are not doing the homeless any favor by saying there are no rules. You can camp in front of any house or business you want to, because the businesses leave, the tax base collapses. And then the homeless people are really in a world of hurt.
Well, and traditionally, your churches, your community service programs have helped in these situations, but that has
slackened. Well, NGOs have been corrupted also. NGOs.
Yeah, non-governmental organizations.
That money, a huge corrupting influence.
Around the world.
A huge corrupting influence, because there's a lot of NGOs that are now just massively profit-making operations that were,
yes.
that started as like a Catholic charity.
Again, I'll reference Jim Rogers' books about driving around the world and the NGOs in Africa, and they all like to show up in the Mercedes, stay at the five-star resorts to talk about how they're going to save the world in their air-conditioned situation. Yeah. You know, so it's just a waste of money. We have a massive mental health crisis in this country right now. There are a lot of people who are homeless and on the streets who have mental health issues.
And
how do we fix that?
Well, since I'm a Puritan, I would say, I don't know what you do about all the people that whose lives are already destroyed. We may have two lost generations. But the right answer is to work. I grew up in the circus, right? The circus is everybody works. There's nobody's a slacker in the circus. And when you work, you're happy. When you work, you have a reason to get up. You wake up early. You have a sense of accomplishment. It makes you feel physically better. Lunch tastes better because you earned it. Dinner tastes great because you earn it. You fall into sleep and you sleep really well because you earned it. It's a very positive, a virtuous cycle when you work. If you give young, able-bodied, sound-minded people any alternative except hard work, you're ruining them. You have to work. It's very important.
Let's make a show note, because when Bruce says he grew up in the circus, I've talked to him personally about this, but I really want to do like a podcast extra of your life.
The life Bruce, in the circus.
No, because Bruce did do that as a youngster in his family, correct? And then you went to the fancy school, you said, and then everything changed in your life. I just want to make a side note that we need to go down that road someday, just because I think it's a fascinating story, because people might hear that and be like, what is Bruce talking about? But we'll spend time on that at another time. But anyway, so there's these court orders out there, and look, right now, would you be removing people and throwing them out into the street in Phoenix when it's the hottest time, you know, of the year? There's probably problems right there, but they knew this was coming. They knew the heat wave was going to come as far as Phoenix, the city of Phoenix, and they probably shouldn't have waited. Or Oregon or wherever this is happening. It's a huge problem. And we're seeing the problem spread over, Bruce, into, of course, California, because California has become lawless.
I have a sad story.
Yeah, share the story. And I mean, this is a place that you commit a crime and it's under $1,000 in a lot of cities, especially San Francisco.
Under 950.
Okay, they don't prosecute. They don't care. So what do you think is going to happen when there's no consequences? It's like those people throwing shoes at singers and stuff that's happening all around the world right now. More people are going to do it because they saw that your buddy got $950 worth of air quote free stuff. So what happened?
Well, so my friend Lisa, who's an aerospace expert, aerospace person, so I know her, Facebook friend, she takes her daughter and goes to San Francisco, and on her way to check into a super fancy hotel, I guess they stop for a minute, and the rear window of their SUV got broken, and her daughter's suitcase got stolen. Mm. And
how long was she there?
Oh, I don't know.
Three minutes?
I think it was really quick. So once they made the police report or whatever, they drove on to the hotel, and then while they parked outside the hotel to check in, and there was already a second robbery of their vehicle in progress at the hotel. And then I said, oh my God, that's terrible. And she says, well, I should have known, because my other aerospace friend, we have another friend in common, my other aerospace friend, a week ago, also at one of the best hotels in San Francisco, had this happen. And so both of them have posted, and they said, if you're thinking about going to San Francisco, just don't. And well, when it gets to that stage, my point is, that's really bad for the homeless people and everybody else. Anybody that needs to be a net recipient of the government's largesse is disadvantaged when rich people are unhappy. Because when rich people, and I'm just saying rich by anybody with an income, when people with an income say, well, we're not going to go on vacation there, you know, or when rich people that have very expensive properties and businesses there say, hey, I think we'll just relocate the corporate HQ to Florida. It's something we should have done a long time ago for tax reasons. But it, you know, on any given year, do you really want to upend yourself for tax reasons? But when it becomes a threat to your physical safety or the safety of your children, then you leave.
You make a decision. And I might add a state like Florida where they have a strong castle doctrine and they encourage, you've got the governor and other people encouraging people to have firearms ownership.
Well, especially versus San Francisco where it just says, save us the trouble.
Yeah, save us. Yeah.
And it probably also has to do if it's like a really fancy hotel. That, like, they know to go there.
Yeah.
The people that are going to rob it. Like, oh, yeah, this is where they're going to have nicer stuff in their car.
At this point, there's probably no block in San Francisco that's
safe.
Well,
it's kind of your friend's fault, though, if I may be fair. Because I had read that if you go to San Francisco and certain places in California, you need to leave your trunk open.
Oh,
this is a couple months back. And this is why. Because people were tired of having either a trunk or a hatchback or whatever, their rear windshield
broken glass is
smashed.
The worst.
Right. Yeah, because that's going to cost hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And you can probably get it fixed at Diamond Auto Glass. I'll give them a plug. You go to San Francisco, come back. He'll have a windshield ready for you right there on 4th Street. Yeah, I'm looking at this picture.
There's the picture.
What is that? Subaru. Totally smashed out. But no, I had read this article months back that people in these cities like San Francisco, like residents and stuff, they leave their trunk open or unlocked and they take everything out. Right. So that way people can just go in there and not damage their vehicle in the attempt to get something. And there's nothing in there.
I've lived in two places that long ago had property crime. Property crime is not new. Albuquerque has always been where you go to have your trailer stolen. There's something about Albuquerque where every trailer
it's Breaking Bad.
If the trailer comes in, it doesn't leave, right?
Every trailer blame Breaking Bad.
Yes, a lot of my
mobile meth labs.
So many of my balloonist friends, balloonists have trailers. So many of my balloonist friends, it's not a small number, have had their trailer stolen. But at my first office for my company in 1985 in San Antonio, Texas, we got broken into 6 times and. After about the 3rd time, I would leave the doors unlocked, but they wouldn't realize it was unlocked.
And they would still break it.
And so then I started leaving the windows down because the only way to come back to an unbroken window was the windows being down.
Yeah. Oh, and then you left a note, but then you realized they couldn't read. Unbelievable. Okay, so the bottom line is cities, especially liberal cities, continue to decay. Into lawlessness.
The pendulum will swing, but much damage will have been done. We'll have lost a generation.
Exactly. People are eventually going to say enough is enough. Even the most leftist anti-law enforcement person came back.
It'll come back someday.
Yeah. Used to be the most dangerous. Now you've got like Chicago.
Detroit was like an amazing city. And then
New Orleans is one of the most dangerous now. And I imagine San Francisco and on and on, where New York, people are beating people in the middle of the streets, the subways, on and on. And then they wonder why somebody defends themselves in the subway.
Imagine no tourists and no businesses. How do those cities go?
Yeah, how do they survive? And they all want the tax revenue, right?
Right.
And they want to have their big projects.
This is why I've counseled against further investment in property and instead invest in gold. Is that if you're a property owner, you're the last man standing. Yeah. If your name's on a title in one of these cities, until they've gotten every cent out of you, You're funding the final stage of the collapse. Yeah.
Gold and property owners securely stored.
Right.
Maybe in your gutters. I don't know. Helmet of Northern Arizona. Hey, they've been with us here for a few years now.
Now I have to move all my gold. Thanks so much, Jeff.
Underneath their multi-patented reverse curve, there's a bunch of gold and silver. You want to protect those gutters because you don't want all the buildup. Rob Wilson from Timberline has told us about how a lot of people had their gutters on fire during forest fire times just last year. So Gutter Helmet has this multi-patented reverse curve. It deflects all the pine needles, lifetime warranty, over 40 years of experience. Why don't you call or text Carl, the Gutter Helmet man, right now and come out and give you give you a bid on getting your gutters all fixed up so you don't have to go on the roof anymore. Here's the number, 928-318-6555. That's Gutter Helmet of Northern Arizona, 928-318-6555. By the way, there's a special discount available if you mention a Jeff Orbit Show, so you can save a little bit more money on this great system from Gutter Helmet of Northern Arizona. Mention the show, 928-318-6555. Hang tight. Back in just a minute.
You're listening to the Jeff Orbit Show.
All right, final thoughts here. Don't start a fire. You got that bear fire.
I just have a final thought.
Okay, you know, go ahead.
Sometimes I wonder why I do the show, why I come back.
Me too. No, I'm just kidding.
Because it's, in a way, it's kind of like the same rant over and over again. But I think a value of this show, if we have a value to people, is that it's a weekly reassurance. In my case, every 2 weeks reassurance that you're not crazy. In your case, it's a everyday reassurance that you're not crazy. Because if you didn't, it's amazing. Three years ago, things were relatively normal.
Yeah. But pre-COVID.
I mean, think about pre-COVID and pre-George Floyd.
Yeah.
Everything is different. Well,
they said there's going to be a new norm.
It's possible to forget. I mean, if you don't remain vigilant about defending your memory, it's possible to just get talked into America's most racist country in the world. We've always been awful. We've always been poor. George Orwell covered this in 1984 when the government would announce an increase in chocolate. They would say, "Great news, citizens! You'll now be allotted 2 ounces of chocolate," which is an increase. Well, the previous week's announce was four.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, you have to defend your memory.
Yeah.
And so it
can be a mass psychosis that happens, just like that study I was talking about earlier.
So my message to everybody about every week is you're not crazy.
That's a good message. That crazy. Sounds like a bumper sticker, Olivia.
Yeah, how reassuring.
The we Jeff Orbit Show. You're not crazy. We should do something like that.
Unless we are just crazy and like we don't know it.
Yeah, crazy people don't know they're
like, huh.
Yeah, they don't know that they're
yeah,
crazy.
If you think that you're crazy, then you're not.
Everybody have a great safe night. Stay cool.
Okay.
It will rain eventually. Take care. We'll see you back here tomorrow. We're off to Namarco's. Let's go.
Ooh, yum.
This is the Jeff Orbit Show.